Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm getting a $49.97 charge automatically every month on my MasterCard, and I don't know what it's for.
Okay, yes,
what is
ma'am.
Your company?
Well, we are just a third-party call center who serves online sale campaigns. So if you will, please, ma'am, provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account for you, ma'am.
98286.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Tina Echevarria.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I was able to locate that account for you. And may you verify the shipment address for security purposes, please, ma'am?
Is it a post office box?
Yes, ma'am.
111 Shaw Island, Washington.
Yes, ma'am. And it looks like here, back on November 6th, it says here you ordered a Wi-Fi booster and you paid the shipping and handling of $7.45. But before you purchased that item, did you read that company's terms and conditions?
Well, I thought, but I guess not.
Because in their terms and conditions, it stated that if you did not cancel this account within the next 48 hours, that you would be enrolled in this online gadget store. And with their membership, you will receive a $125 gift card each month you are enrolled. So you've been enrolled for 3 months. You should have got an email about it. And once you open that account, you should see a total of $375 in there.
Yeah, no, I didn't get any email, and I haven't received any $125 either. So I don't know why I'm paying money for something I'm not getting anything of. And plus, I didn't read the small print, I guess, because I thought I was just buying the Wi-Fi booster without all this other stuff. So what do I do at this point? I want to stop the charges.
Yes, ma'am. if you will, please give me, bear with me, please. I'd have to notate the account, and I get the account canceled for you, and I'll be right back with the cancellation number.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second. Okay, ma'am. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Sure. Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. It is C, as in cat, 258-732-470.
Okay.
And was that all I can do for you today, ma'am?
Well, I don't know. What do I do next?
Well, the account is canceled. Nothing else.
Canceled.
Nothing else. Yes, ma'am. Nothing else will happen to it.
Okay. Okay. So I have $100 that I've been charged on my credit card that I have gotten nothing for. What about that?
Give me 1 second, said I can do about that refund. Okay, so it looks like, 1 second, looks like I can get you a 35% refund on that because it stated all of this in their terms and conditions.
Yeah, I know. For us senior citizens, it's a little difficult sometimes to navigate the small print. I accept that I fell through my crack. I didn't see it. Older people have a harder time with this stuff than the young people that are facile at looking at small print on these promotions. So 35%, I guess, if that's all I get.
I mean, as a courtesy, I can add my family and friends discount to that, and I can get you 50% back.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. and get everything notated. Okay, ma'am, I was able to issue that refund, and you should see it in the next 3 to 5 business days.
And does it go just onto my credit card?
Yes, ma'am, it'll go back to whatever card that was used.
Okay. I appreciate it. You've been very helpful and understanding and easy to resolve the problem. I was just like, I didn't even know I was getting this charge because it's not a credit card I use for very much stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm just like, got a overdue notice from the credit card company. I'm like, what? I don't even charge on that card. And I looked it up and I went, what is this? All righty. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.